And good Saturday evening, everyone. Welcome to Regional Championship Basketball, the 3A Boys Regional between the Aspen Skiers, the host Skiers, 23-0, and the Englewood Pirates. Well, if you tuned in last night, you heard the Aspen Skiers with another dominant win over the Denver West High Cowboys, 65-26. Aspen double digits in every quarter, kind of a slow start, and then they really picked it up. 12 points in the first, 15 in the second, 20 in the third, 18 in the fourth, and they cruised from there, held Denver West with their pressure defense to 7-6, 8-5. As they cruise with a 65-26 win, and the Englewood Pirates dispatched Kent Denver in dominant fashion with a scoring 81 points in their win over Kent Denver. And Englewood hung around and watched the first half of the Aspen game and said, all right, we've seen enough. These guys are good. We know what we have to do. Aspen coming out focused. Of course, Corey Parker, we talked to him last night. Appreciate his time. He did a great job. He's done a great job all season in his first year. And, boy, he inherited one heck of a team. They're 23-0. And, of course, won the Western Slope 3A. Englewood, the Pirates, coached by John Notemacher, 15-5, 16-5 now with their win last night, 7-3 in league play. They played in the 4A, 3A Colorado League, had wins over Jefferson, Woodland Park, Summit, Denver School Science and Technology, Byers, Conifer, Woodland Park again, Thornton, Fort Lupton, Aurora Central, Weld Central, Arvada, Skyview, Eagle Ridge Academy, Byers again. Then lost in the district tournament to Fort Lupton, 57-48. Beat Green Valley Ranch, 67-48 in the consolation game. And then beat Kent Denver last night. The Aspen Skiers averaging just under 70 points per game and giving up a little over 34 points per game. So two teams that really focus on pressure defense. We watched the Englewood, the second half of the Englewood Kent Denver game last night, and they were very impressive defensively. They led their league in steals, a remarkable number of steals. I think the average.
You said average 16 a game or something like that?
16 per game.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That is absolutely, off the charts.
Well, that's going to be interesting because it seemed like the one Achilles heel that Aspen had in last night's game was they were throwing some passes away. I mean, they had good vision and they were finding the people down low, but they also had about six of their turnovers were, you know, too much heat on it, you know, overthrowing or just throwing it through their hands. So it's going to be interesting to see how Englewood's steal tendency and their passing tendency, you know, kind of match up.
Talking to Coach Parker last night, you know, we were kind of running around, scrambling, making sure we could keep our equipment here, and they'd lock things up. And I saw him. I said, congratulations. A very impressive team. We'll be back tomorrow night. We'll see you at 6. He said, no, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It's a good thing you ran into him.
Yes, absolutely.
Otherwise, we'd be bringing you the fourth quarter of the game.
So a 5 o'clock start is it's Chassa. We bow to Chassa.
Yes.
They determine.
All hail.
Yes. The Englewood Pirates led by the Johnson brothers. How interesting is that? We've got the Corpola brothers, Braden and Shea, and we've got Hunter and Gunner Johnson for Englewood, and they're the leading scorers, averaging about 16. Gunnar Johnson, just under 17 points a game. His brother, Hunter, about 15 a game. And Joshua Jones averages almost 17 a game. So they got some guys that can light it up. They scored 81 points in the win over Kent Denver last night. But a lot of those points were coming on off of steals.
Yep.
And after Aspen got up to a slow start last night, all of a sudden their points were coming off of steals, and boy, did they move the ball up the court fast.
Oh, they do. They find the open guy so easily.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and some of it is, you can tell these kids have been playing together, not only in official, you know, capacities, but
right.
There's some court ball being played out there. We saw that alley-oop last night.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they practiced that, maybe not in practice, but they certainly practiced it.
Yeah, driving home last night, we're thinking, you know, these kids, you can tell they played together for a long time.
Yeah.
Club basketball, summer ball, anytime in the driveway.
Yeah, just pickup games. Just knowing.
Shirts and skins. Let's do it, you know.
Yeah. Knowing that when this guy does this, he's going to be right behind me, so I'm going to dish it to him without even looking that way.
Yeah.
You can see some of that stuff that only comes from just time spent together.
And that's the definition of a gym rat.
Yeah.
You know, guys that just want to play wherever. And it looks like Englewood's got that formula as well. John Nonnemacher, the head coach for Englewood, that 4A, 3A Colorado League. To catch you up on some scores in girls 3A, congratulations to the Grand Valley Cardinals. They won the regional championship. Of course, beat Buena Vista last night and then beat Colorado Academy this morning at 11 o'clock, 57-28. So they're in the grade 8. They'll be going to University of Denver, playing at Hamilton Gymnasium starting on Thursday in game 1. And they will play the winner of the Lutheran-St. Mary's game. I'm guessing Lutheran won that game. We'll have to double-check on that score. They played at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It's great to see the Grand Valley girls, you know, moving on and staying with it, you know, giving that community something to cheer for.
Absolutely.
After the tragedy that they had earlier this week, the young lady that fell in front of the school bus and perished. Just how that rocked that whole community and the whole valley, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's good to see, you know, something, you know, for the people just to cling to and hang on to.
Exactly. Coleridge Lady Titans went down today. They lost by 26, I believe, to number 2 University. So Coleridge made it into the regional championship and lost today by 26, I believe. I'll get that final score later. So, again, congrats to the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. Well, you missed the anthem last night. You're in for a treat, my friend. The Aspen High School Choir. Let's listen in. They were absolutely phenomenal last night.
Oh, they sung it live last night?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was a recording.
No.
Oh, wow.
New North Pizza, Paradise Bakery, and the Hickory House for the support.
That's what I get for being stuck in the elevator for
too
long.
Once again, welcome to Aspen High School and today's game.
Well, folks.
Hello, everyone. I want to just welcome everybody.
Before we get to our starting lineups,
we have a beautiful day. I'm happy you all can spend it here with us. This is the Chassis Tweet.
We're treated to probably the most beautiful rendition of the anthem you'll hear in a long time.
Our Aspen High School Choir that will sing the national anthem if you can stand if you're able to.
Thank you.
Is that lying?
Okay. My goodness.
Was that incredible?
That was. Well, they got a couple of those girls were up here in the rafters with us.
That's just something to behold. That is so cool. Hats off to the Aspen High School choir. All right, our starters. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play some football. Attack. The 23-0 Aspen Skiers and the 16-5 Englewood Pirates.
We have number two, Gunnar Johnson.
Starters for the Englewood Pirates. Hunter and Gunnar Johnson, both 6'1", 165.
Number three,
and two guys that must have been named by dad. I mean, can you think of any more masculine names than Hunter and Gunnar?
Gunnar. We'll see if Gunnar does.
Number 11,
is a Gunnar from the outside. He is a pretty good outside shooter. Kingston Jones, 6'2", junior. Sammy Deo, 6'2", junior.
Josh Jones.
And Joshua Jones, averaging almost 17 points per game. He is a 6'3 senior. Well, Aspen certainly has the height advantage and the depth.
And now for our Aspen high
so it's, the key is going to be, I think, for Englewood staying out of foul trouble. We'll see how this game's called, a different officiating crew this afternoon. Starters for your Aspen Skiers.
Number 1,
Shea Korpela, a senior. Number 1, Ben Godomsky.
Number 3, Lucas Lee.
Lucas Lee. Same starting five.
Number 4, Porter Lee.
Porter Lee and Braden Korpela.
Braden Korpela.
Want to thank the Aspen High School Athletic Department, the athletic director.
Thank you.
For their accommodations. And I forgot to bring a mirror so we could hang it upside down and keep an eye on the scoreboard, but you'll be getting your steps in.
There's some folks over there that are sitting on the running track up here with us, and I told them, I said, I'm going to come over here and look like I'm about to lay down. It's not because I'm tired. It's because that's what I have to do to see the clock. And then I have to run back over, put my headphones back on, and correct it as we go, because I get off by a second or two as we go. But
all right, it's Hunter Johnson and Porter Lee in the opening tip for the regional championship. And here we go. And it's won by Englewood, wearing black road uniforms with blue, navy blue, royal blue trim, white numerals. Hunter Johnson. Sammy Deo. Here's Joshua Jones. Pass underneath and a quick, easy basket for Englewood.
That was a good
Sammy
beat.
Deo with the bucket. Two nothing Englewood. Drive along the baseline and a bank shot put in by Lucas Lee. Ties the game at 2.
You know, a lot of the Aspen fans are wearing T-shirts that have Lucas Lee's number on them.
Here's a jump shot from 5 feet, knocked down by Kingston Jones.
We'll have to try to figure out if there's something that's going on there.
4-2. Englewood, drive along the baseline. Kick out pass top of the key to Godomsky. And a pass underneath, picked off by Kingston Jones. Turnover by Aspen. At the court comes Gunnar Johnson, number 2. And he bounces it off his brother's foot, Hunter Johnson, who gets the ball. Kick out pass, drive by Joshua Jones. And an offensive foul called against Englewood.
Yeah, Josh Jones on the drive there a little bit, put his shoulder down and then extended that elbow. When you extend that elbow, they're going to call that offensive foul.
Early foul. That's the first foul called. 4-2, Pirates lead the Skiers. 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Shea Korpela to Lucas Lee. Left wing to Braden Korpela. Left wing. Dribbles a couple times. Finds a lane. Makes a nice move. Draws the foul. He shifted from right hand to left hand to do the layup. Got fouled on the wrist, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots.
That's one thing we didn't see a whole lot in the game last night. Was there was that, I mean, Aspen only went to the foul line twice.
Yeah.
I think, and so, you know, perhaps there's going to be, perhaps the coach said we need to fix that.
And Braden Korpla, a little bit long on that first free throw, bounce off the back of the rim. Foul was called against Kingston Jones, his first, each two fouls against Englewood. 4-3 as Korpla hits the second free throw. Pirates with the one-point lead. 6:20 to go in the first. Hunter Johnson with the drive right side. Kicks it to Kingston Jones. Backs up right wing. Scanning the court. Dribbles right side. Hands it off to Joshua Jones. Hands it back to Hunter Johnson. Top of the key. Crossover dribble. Gets caught up there. Goes to Joshua Jones. He's smothered there by Lucas Lee. Joshua Jones between the leg dribble. Stops. Underhands it to Lucas Lee. Knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Porter Lee.
Yeah, Porter had a great game last night. He had, I think, 8 points, had 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block.
Yeah.
Just kind of hitting all the categories.
Hunter Johnson kicks it out right wing. Three-pointer, Sammy Dale. Dale is right. Knocks it down. These guys can shoot. 7-3, Englewood. Braden Korpela dribbles top of the key. Fakes the pass, underhands it to Porter Lee. Porter in the key, turnaround, forces a shot up, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Englewood. Tough defense. 7-3 Pirates. Coming up from behind, almost getting a steal, is Lucas Lee, taken back by Joshua Jones. Here's Hunter Johnson, top of the key. Spin move, between the leg dribble. Drives left side, finds a lane, lays it up, missed the shot. Oh, he got it. And Coach Corey Parker says, I've seen enough. Let's call a timeout.
Englewood coming out strong. I think they know they got to get a fast start.
9-3 Pirates lead. It's 5:16 to go in the first quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. It's Coach Corey Parker, pretty animated, talking to his guys. All standing around him.
Wonder if he's addressing the energy level. It doesn't seem like they have quite the same energy they had when they came out against Denver West.
Yeah. Nine 3 Pirates. Aspen ball. Englewood playing a 1-2-2 zone. 1-3-1 zone now. Braden Korpela brings it up. Scans the D at half court. Lobs it to Shea Korpela. Left wing. Back to Braden, right wing, drives, fakes the three, banks one, missed it badly. Rebound controlled by Porter Lee. Back to the hoop, hook shot good. Porter Lee with a bucket, 9-5. Englewood, Gunnar Johnson, hands it off to his brother Hunter. Hunter wearing a mask, the only one on the floor wearing a mask. Driving right side, nowhere to go, hands it off to Gunnar. Gunner finds a lane, drives, puts up a shot, and a foul on the floor against Aspen. And it's against Shea Korpela, his first team foul for Aspen. 9-5 Pirates. Inbounds pass goes to Gunner Johnson. Flips it back to Hunter. Goes top of the key to Dale. Joshua Jones wanted to pull the trigger on a long three, decided against it. Hunter Johnson, crossover dribble, stops, goes underneath, and a reverse layup, no good! Attempted by Sammy Dale. Korpela up the court to Porter Lee. Lee, off balance, lost, he felt, kind of stumbled, and lost the ball, and a steal by Sammy Dale. 9-5, Englewood. Regional championship game. Under 4 minutes to go in the first, drive by Hunter Johnson, kicks it out in the corner to Gunnar Johnson. He drives in the paint. Now goes to Hunter. Hunter underneath. Reverse layup with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken by Aspen up the court. Comes Godomsky. Godomsky to Braden Korpela near half court. Slow start for the Skiers. Lobs it over to Shea Korpela. Baseline. And a bank shot put up by Lucas Lee, who was wide open. They just left him alone. Lucas Lee with the bucket. 9-7 Pirates. Walking up is Hunter Johnson. Underhands it to Joshua Jones. Jones hands it off to Gunnar Johnson, top of the key. Met there by Godomsky. Staying with him, cut him off. Joshua Jones trying to find a lane, goes behind the back. And Korpela staying with him. Braden Korpela. Here's the drive now. Kick out pass. Dale to Joshua Jones. Lost the ball. And it's out of bounds. Braden Korpela, good hands. Almost got himself a steal.
Tell you what, Braden Korpela was playing very good defense that whole series. He got in there on Johnson and poked the ball out several times. Almost got a steal.
Simon Holloway and Sergio Ruiz in for Porter Lee and Shea Korpela. 9-7 Englewood. Baseline inbounds from Hunter Johnson. And goes into Joshua Jones. Jones with a drive. Stops. Oh, he took an extra step there. Got away with it. Rebound taken by Lucas Lee. Up the court comes Braden Korpela, right wing. Little head fake there. Stops. Lobs it. And a bad pass. Picked off by Gunnar Johnson, who lays it up. Missed it badly. Got his own rebound. Put back a tip. No good, but he's fouled by Sergio Ruiz. Just an errant pass by Braden Korpela. And Coach Corey Parker not pleased.
Well, and we're seeing that already. They've got three steals, three turnovers in this game. They're just quick to get into those passing lanes.
Each team with two fouls, and Gunnar Johnson at the line for two shots. First free throw clangs off the back of the iron. Averaging 16 and a half a game, Braden Korpela comes out. His brother Shea in for him. 9-7 Pirates lead. 2:34 to go, first quarter. Gunnar Johnson's second free throw hits that one. One of two. It's 10-7 Pirates. They put on the press. Inbounds pass to Godomsky. Met there by Joshua Jones. Drives right side. Stops, hands it off. Top of the key to Lucas Lee. Lucas in the near corner to Shea Korpela with an awkward drive. Didn't get a good layup. He thought he was fouled. He's appealing the call. You better get back on defense. The ref's not hearing it. 10-7 Pirates. Gunnar Johnson hands it off to Kingston Jones. Back to the defender. Goes back to Gunnar Johnson, top of the key. Trying to find an opening, nowhere to go. He drives, he goes over two defenders and lays it up high off the glass and in. Gunnar Johnson, 12-7 Pirates.
Gunnar got away with a little bit of a carry there, kind of caught it on his hip while he was taking a step.
Shea Korpela, right wing, lobs it high to Godomsky, left wing. Crossover dribble. Hands it off to Ruiz in the near corner. Hook pass almost picked up. It is going to be stolen by Hunter Johnson. He drives along the baseline. Shea Korpela cuts him off. Here's a three-pointer off the back of the rim. Won't get the bounce. Almost went in. And the rebound chased down by Kingston Jones. That three-pointer put up by Joshua Jones. Just off the mark. Drive in the lane. Handoff. And they're going to call an offensive foul as they dished it off to Ruben Saucedo. But they wave off the basket as an offensive foul charge.
That was a good job by Shea Korpela getting position, and not only getting position, but, you know, not going up for the shot, just taking the charge, and then go ahead and falling down just to sell it a little bit.
12-7 Pirates. That foul called against Gunnar Johnson, his first. 1-1 Shea Korpela with Gunnar Johnson. Pass up the court to Ruiz. Ruiz with the drive. Kicks it out top of the key. Bad pass. Picked off. It's Hunter Johnson again. He'll take it. He'll shoot it. He'll score it. Wow.
That's the fifth steal for Englewood.
...14-7 Pirates. Godomsky hands it. Bad pass off the hands of Shea Korpela. He's racing to catch up to Gunnar Johnson, who fakes, shoots, blocked by Shea Korpela. Just flat out fly swatted, but into the back of the hands of Gunnar Johnson, right wing. Lobs it cross court to Hunter Johnson. It's a drive by Kingston Jones. Kick out three-pointer attempted by Ruben Saucedo. Out of bounds. It was last touched by Aspen. And Braden Korpela back in the game. Ruiz out. 14-7. Aspen in a funk right now offensively. They've been turning the ball over. Pass in the backcourt to Hunter Johnson. 14-7 Pirates. First quarter winding down here. Joshua Jones with the drive. Bounce pass left wing to Gunnar Johnson. Johnson with a drive. Puts a shoulder down. Little hook pass. Shot put up. Blocked. They're going to call a foul against Shea Corpola. And that's going to be two on Corpola. As he fouled Saucedo driving to the hoop. Saucedo. 2 seconds left here in the first quarter. Saucedo, first free throw. Knocks it down. 15-7, Pirates lead. Shea Corpola comes out with two fouls. He's frustrated. Saucedo with the second free throw. Knocks him down. 16-7. Aspen trailing on a near turnover. Godowski gets it, and a good start for the Englewood Pirates. A bad start for the Aspen Skiers. After one, it's Englewood 16, Aspen 7. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. The third seed, 23-0, Aspen Skiers trailing the Englewood Pirates after one, 16-7. Skiers ball. Porter Lee inbounds it to Braden Corpola. Shea Corpola on the bench with two fouls. Lob pass to Ruiz. Ruiz cross-court pass to Godowski. To Braden Corpola. Corpola to Ruiz. No one in the corner. Now looking for someone to go to. Bounce pass almost picked off. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Ruiz. Boy, these passes are errant. Braden Corpola's got it. Right wing. Goes to Ruiz. Jump pass to Godowski, top of the key. Godowski puts on the brakes, goes to Porter Lee. Lee in the paint, bounce pass, bad pass picked off by, who else? Hunter Johnson. He takes it, he shoots it, he scores it. 18-7, Englewood. Aspen fans stunned. Braden Corpola, left wing. And now in the corner. Left wing to Porter Lee, drives. Three defenders on him, lays it up, driving layup. And that breaks a long drought for the Aspen Skiers. Porter Lee, the second bucket, 18-9, is about 4.5 minutes. Aspen went without a point. 18-9, Pirates lead. Gunnar Johnson, left wing, drives. Goes to his brother, Hunter Johnson, with a reverse layup, a baseline drive. Hunter Johnson with 6 points, 20-9. Englewood, Braden Corpola. Right wing, goes to Ruiz. Ruiz kicks it out to Braden. Hands it out to Porter Lee. Porter Lee fakes the pass, stumbles, goes to Godowski for three. It's blocked. It's denied by Dale. Loose ball up the floor. Steal by Aspen. Braden Corpola's got it. Between the leg dribble. Lobs it right wing to Godowski. In traffic. Bad pass. It's stolen. Just swiped by Hunter Johnson. You see why the Pirates lead their league in steals.
Yeah, that's Hunter's fourth steal already.
Johnson crossover dribble. Kick out pass. Bad pass. Picked off by Godowski. He's outnumbered 3-1. Waits for his teammates at half court. Bad pass right into the hands of Joshua Jones. Pass up the court to Hunter Johnson. Lays it up and in. And Aspen getting worked right now. Trailing 22-9. 5:40 to go in the half. Braden Corpola, top of the key, left wing, bounce pass to Godowski. Godowski in a crowd, but from the free throw line, Porter Lee, shot, won't get the bounce, nope, rebound, nothing but black jerseys around the ball. Pulled down by Sammy Dale. Here's Gunnar Johnson. Johnson, bounce it off his knee, retrieves the ball. Godowski trying to stay with him. Here's Sammy Dale, for Joshua Jones, one hand flip to Gunnar Johnson. Gunner between the leg dribble. Finds a lane. Now kick out. Three-pointer from Saucedo off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Braden Corpola. And Aspen can't get the fast break going. Now to Porter Lee. Lays it up and in. Great pass from Braden Corpola.
And he got the
foul. He was fouled. Yep. The bucket and the harm. Porter Lee with 6 points to lead the Skiers. And finally, Aspen in double digits. A great pass from Braden Corpola. Here comes Shea back in the game. He sat long enough with two fouls. Holloway out. And Tommy Franceschi in the game for Aspen. Braden Corpola playing back on D. 22-11, Englewood. Porter Lee at the line for a three-point play. And he knocks it down. 22-12. Here's Gunnar Johnson, one-on-one with Lucas Lee, right wing. Bounce pass, top of the key. Now they go around the perimeter. Here's Sammy Deo, left wing. Goes to Saucedo. Goes to Gunnar Johnson, top of the key. Met there by Lucas Lee. Trying to drive. They cut off the lane. Driving again. Now kick out pass to Deo for three. That's off the mark. Rebound is going to be chased down. It's off the hands of Englewood. Ask for ball. Saucedo tried to chase it down. 22-12. Englewood with the lead. 4:25 to go in the half. Regional championship game. Braden Corpless still scoreless. It's cross court to Shea. Shea down to Porter Lee. Alley-oop, missed the layup. Oh my goodness. And a foul's going to be called to boot. That was insulting. Oh, Porter Lee. It was a great pass from Shea. Porter couldn't get the finish.
Yeah, I was trying to do a tip-in drill and just didn't have the angle on it.
22-12 Pirates. Hunter Johnson doing the leg dribble, one-on-one with Braden Corpel, staying with him. Gets around the pick. Hand off to Gunnar Johnson. Johnson high, top of the key, now right side. Trying to penetrate, nowhere to go. Backs up, flips it cross-court to Hunter Johnson. That match now below his chin. Here's Saucedo backing up near half court. Looking for an open. Bounce pass to Kingston Jones. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Porter Lee. Up the court to Braden Corpola. Corpola, no opening. Backs up left wing. Puts up a three. Downtown. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound put back. Doesn't go by Lucas Lee. Second shot doesn't go. Loose ball. Chased down. It's taken by Franceschi. Hands now lobs it to Braden Corpola. Top of the key. Braden. Puts up a shot, off the glass, bad shot, off balance. Thought he got fouled, didn't get the call. 22-12, Englewood, drive by Gunnar Johnson. Johnson circles around, goes to Hunter Johnson. Hunter, right wing, underhands it to Kingston Jones. Drive by Gunnar Johnson, he carried the ball. Yes, he did, yeah. Quick whistle there. He did carry the ball. 22-12. Both teams in a bit of a funk right now offensively. But the Skiers down by 10. 2:55 to go in the first half. Braden Corpola. I'm sorry, Braden's got 1 point. Here's a pull-up jumper by Shea Corpola. Missed it from 10 feet. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Steal. Taken by Lucas Lee. He'll put up a shot on the left hand. No good. Got fouled. No call. Now a battle for the ball. They're going to call jump ball on the rebound attempt. And the possession is going to go to the Pirates. 22-12 Englewood. Coach Corey Parker. He's got 1 foot on the court. Arms crossed. He's pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
Not accustomed to seeing his team down like this.
It's brewing in him a little bit.
Here comes Gunnar Johnson. He'll walk it up for the Pirates. Gunnar bounce pass to Hunter, left wing, or high post left side. Underhands it to Saucedo. We got a timeout called by Englewood. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 2:18 left in the first half. It is 22-12 Pirates. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. Well, we noticed by the Skiers, by the way, leading or trailing Englewood Pirates 22-12 with 2:18 remaining in the first half. Hearts are heavy here at Aspen High School. We got word that Lucas Lee's mother passed away last night.
Yep.
And we got cheerleaders and a lot of fans wearing white T-shirts with a red numeral 3. And
showing their support for the young man who's got
our thoughts and our prayers to the Luke, to the Lee family.
Yep.
Boy, some heavy hearts in this valley. Englewood with the ball. Gunnar Johnson with a drive. stops near the free throw line, hands it off to Kingston Jones to Saucedo. Bounce pass, threw it out of bounds. Threw it at the feet of Sammy Deo. To the delight of the Aspen fans, are pulling for the skiers to get some offense going. Just 12 points almost through one half of play. Braden Korpela playing up high near the half court line. Goes to Porter Lee. Porter to Franceschi. In the corner to Braden Korpela. Baseline drive. Puts up a shot with the left hand and won't get the bounce. Nothing falling. He's without a field goal. 22-12 Pirates. Drive by, it should be an offensive foul. It is another offense. That's three offensive fouls against Englewood. That drive by Hunter Johnson, his first. Five team fouls for Englewood, four for the Skiers, who trail the Pirates by 10. About a minute and a half to go. Braden Korpela brings it up. Left wing to Shea Korpela. Shea, top of the key, fakes the pass, goes to Braden. Braden looking around, goes to Shea, fakes the three. Lob pass, trying to go down to Porter Lee, threw it out of bounds. Boy, nothing clicking on offense for Aspen. 22-12 Englewood. Coming up on the 1 minute mark here in the first half. Hunter Johnson taking his time. Now at half court, near the circle. Shea Korpela there to meet him. Tries to get around the pick. Picked up by Franceschi. Here's Joshua Jones. Jones hands it off to Hunter Johnson. Johnson with a drive. Stumbles. Gets it. Kicks it out to Joshua Jones. 54 seconds left. Jones at the circle. Asking for a pick. Has his back to the defender. Lobs it to Gunnar Johnson. Gunnar Johnson. Between the leg dribble. Little head fake. And we got 5 seconds. Took too much time. With a little dribbling demonstration and gets called for the 5 second violation. 22-12 Englewood. Lucas Lee lost his mom last night. Oh, that is just so sad. Braden Korpela to Shea Korpela, right wing. Shea jab step, jump pass to Braden Korpela. 3-pointer from the left wing. Tried to bank it, missed it badly. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Porter Lee. Fake shoots. Got the foul! You betcha that's what they needed. And Porter Lee is carrying this team right now. And finally gets rid of that double-digit deficit. It's 22-14. Chance for a three-point play again for Porter Lee.
Yeah, gave the defender a little pump fake, got him in the air, then went up for the shot.
And knocks down the free throw for a three-point play. 22-15. That's just want to.
Yeah.
That's just the desire to get that ball. Gunnar Johnson, 15 seconds. Gunnar picked up by Lucas Lee. Lee gets picked. Gunnar Johnson nowhere to go. He's going to run out of time. He drives. He's hit under three defenders. Knocked away by Shea Korpela. Up the court to Braden Korpela. What are they going to call? Oh, Gunnar Johnson. What was the call? I'm just watching Braden going for a slam dunk. I guess time ran out.
Oh, yeah, I think they're just saying the time ran out before they got down there.
That would have brought the house down. Aspen, a little bit of a comeback. Gunnar Johnson is appealing something to his coaches, but the coach is saying, hey, shut up, let's get in the locker room.
Head that way.
All right, that's the end of the first half. It's Englewood 22, Aspen 15. This is KMTS. Back to Aspen High School. You hear the murmur of the crowd. Aspen fans a little stunned right now. Their Skiers 23-0, trailing the Englewood Pirates 22-15 here at the half.
This might be the biggest deficit these fans have ever seen.
Yeah, they've been used to, you know, cruising to
it's big
just,
wins.
Just come in, hey, we're going to win, and this is a matter of by how much. And the Englewood Pirates started out strong, and we looked at the Pirates, some of their stats on the season, and then the number that jumped off the page was the average steals, 16 per game. Well, that they're living up to that billing.
Yeah, they've got 8 steals already. Hunter Johnson has 4 of them by himself.
Remarkable. We were talking during the break. Conversely, Aspen seems to be a little slow and plodding in their offense.
Yeah.
They're telegraphing those passes.
Yeah, like you were saying, they wait until they get stopped, and then they look at the person they're going to pass to, and then pass the ball. It's like, you know, and Hunter and his brother and several others have just been, like, oh, okay, sure, I'll just step in front of that.
Yeah.
And they've got quick enough feet to not only bat it away, but then run it down.
Yeah. And so I know that Coach Corey Parker's saying, guys, we've got to clean this up, play smarter basketball. We know how to play this game. We're a senior-heavy club. You played long enough. It's come out and play a better second half and come away with a victory, or you're done. The season's over.
Yeah.
And those 23 wins will feel meaningless.
Right.
But well, look at some numbers here for the Inglewood Pirates. Hunter Johnson, with those 4 steals and 8 points, he's been remarkable. His brother Gunner has 5 points, all scored in the first quarter. Kingston Jones hit a bucket. Ruben Sauceda with a couple of free throws. Sammy Deo's got 5 points. He hit a 3-pointer. For the Aspen Skiers, Shea Corpola scoreless. That's a shocker. He did pick up 2 quick fouls in the first quarter, had to sit for a while. Lucas Lee has 4 points. Braden Corpola, 1 point. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. That's it. So I think we're going to see some more production out of the Corpolas. But the guy that's carrying the team right now is Porter Lee, who leads all scorers with 10 points. That last bucket, he's got 2 baskets where he also picked up a foul and knocked down the free throw. And he's playing with a lot of determination. And again, Our prayers out to the Lee family, as Lucas Lee's mom passed away last night, and that's just awful news. And Lucas playing on probably with a heavy heart. Just so much sad news the last 48, 72 hours.
Just hearing, you know, tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah. So we'll see how the Skiers come out in the second half. Again, congratulations to the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals winning the regional championship on their home floor, beating Colorado Academy 57-28. And Colorado Academy, they pulled off the big upset, beating number 13 Ellicott. CA was a 20 seed, Ellicott a 13 seed, and they beat him by 2, 45-43. And then earned the right to play Grand Valley, and Lady Cardinals took care of business with the 57-28 win to advance to the Grade 8. So they'll be packing their bags for Denver. Probably leave Wednesday and play Thursday morning at Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver. Here come the Aspen Skiers back on the floor, getting a round of applause.
They were in the locker room a little bit longer than Inglewood. I wonder if Coach was, you know, mid-speech, or, you know, sometimes you got to get them, hey, you got to get back into this game. You've got to come out. Your whole season is riding on, you know, the next 16 minutes of play.
This is only the second game we've called, and I don't know how many times during the season they were down at the half, or they've been facing a deficit. They were down double digits and finally, you know, got within 8 or 7, rather. And then there was a good defensive play, and they almost got a breakaway dunk from Braden Corpola. So a little bit of excitement. The momentum, you could sense, was starting to shift a little bit. But we'll see what the Skiers can do in the second half.
Well, I think what they understand they have to do is they've got to get the Corpola brothers more involved.
Definitely.
Shea's got a couple of blocks, and Braden's got a couple of rebounds, and that's about it. I mean, Other than that, they've got to get involved on the offensive side, get this team back into it.
So it's Braden Corpola, Shea Corpola, Porter Lee, Ben Godomsky, and Lucas Lee. And Aspen will get the ball to start the second half. Fans rising to their feet. Englewood with Last few few words of encouragement from their head coach. And we are about ready to go. 16 minutes left in this season for one of these two teams. Skiers trail by 7. Braden Corbel has got the ball. And casually bouncing it up and down. Yo-yo on the ball. Scanning the defense. He'll lob it right side of the wing to Ben Godomsky. Back to Braden. Braden top of the key. Free throw line jumper. Missed it. Rebound. Porter Lee kicks it out to Shea. Shea with the drive. No look pass out to Porter Lee. Baseline drive. Stop. Shoots. Got it. Porter Lee has come to play ball this afternoon. And now it's a 5-point lead for Englewood. Porter Lee with that baseline drive. Good job saving the rebound there. Hunter Johnson with the ball. Kicks it over to Sammy Deo. To Gunner Johnson. Gunner right wing. Between the leg dribble. Almost lost it. Bounce pass to Joshua Jones. He's 17 a game almost. Jones, a little bowling pass to Gunner Johnson. Back to Joshua Jones. Kingston Jones for 3. Got it. Calmly knocks down a 15-footer. And it's 24-17. Englewood. Shea Corporal. Hook pass out to Lucas Lee for a 2-pointer from 15. Lucas Lee, that's got to feel good. He's got 6. 24-19, Pirates. Lucas Lee playing the D. That's Godomsky playing the D. And Sammy Deo to Hunter Johnson. Underhands it to Joshua Jones. Jones one-on-one with Braden Corpola. Lobs it cross-court to Hunter Jones. Hunter Johnson. Johnson, his pass knocked away by Godomsky, then off the hands of Porter Lee. Good quick hands by Godomsky. But out of bounds, it goes to Englewood at their baseline.
Yeah, Godomsky's playing pretty good defense, getting in front of those drivers.
Hunter Johnson inbounding, and we got an offensive foul before the inbounds pass called against Sammy Dale. 24-19. I know it's tempting to go on my Harry Belafonte, but I'm not going to do it. Braden Corpola brings it up. High post left side. One-on-one with Gunner Johnson. Cross-court pass to Shea Corpola. Shea right wing. The near corner to Lucas Lee. Back to Shea. Cross-court pass to Braden. Braden with a drive. Finds a lane. A little hook pass to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee to Godomsky in the paint. Scoop shot. Now the ball, loose ball, ends up with Lucas Lee. Puts up a shot, banks it, missed the shot. Rebound cams around, taken by Hunter Johnson for Englewood. 24-19, Pirates lead. Hands it off to Joshua Jones. Back to Hunter. Back to Joshua Jones. Fakes the long three, backs up. Braden Corporal stays with him. Flips it out to Hunter Johnson. Johnson top of the key to Joshua Jones for 3. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Braden. Porter Lee with a great rebound. Tipped it to himself. Porter Lee's got it, left wing. Bounce pass to Braden Corpola. In the corner to Shea Corpola for 3. Off the rim, no good. Nothing falling. 24-19. Ball belongs to the Pirates. 5:16 to go. Third quarter. This regional championship game. Kingston Jones. Spin move. Puts up a shot over 2 defenders. And got the shot over the outstretched arm of Porter Lee. Kingston Jones elevated. He's got 6 points. It's 26-19. Englewood. Braden Corporal, left wing. They double down. Kicks it over to Shea Corporal at the top of the key. Shea bounce pass to Porter Lee. Porter. 3 defenders on him. Bounce pass almost taken away. Whoa! Braden Corporal just got mugged. An uppercut to the chin, it looked like. As he was going for the ball, along with Sammy Deo, and Deo picks up his 2nd foul, and he's coming out.
Yeah, Braden went up high, and Deo kind of went straight into his chest.
Corporal inbounding from the Aspen bench, lobs it into Shea near half court, near the circle, scanning the defense. Goes over to Braden Corporal. Braden high post, left side. Here's Godomsky to Shea, baseline drive, 2 defenders, hands it off to Porter Lee, who banks it in! 26-25, the Skiers within 5. 4:25 to go in the third. Gunner Johnson to Hunter Johnson. Hunter, crossover dribble, stops, kicks it out to Saucedo for 3 in the corner. In and out, no good, rebound, Porter Lee! Number 12 is carrying his teammates. Porter to Gudomski. Finds a lane, stops, pops from 15. You betcha! Gudomski, how do you do? And the Skiers within three. Timeout, Englewood. Listen to the Skier crowd.
Now they're seeing some life in the team.
30-second timeout. They're not finding those shots at the post. The threes aren't falling, so the mid-range jumpers. And at that with Porter Lee's just, well, again, he, desire.
Yeah, I say he's just outworking everybody. He's working. He's getting the offensive rebounds. He's leading everybody with 6 rebounds.
14
leading everybody
points.
With 14 points. I mean, and he's just leading everybody with effort right now.
Aspen outscoring Englewood 8-4 here in this third with 3:55 to go in the third. Shea and Braden Corpulent without a field goal between the two of them. And if those three start falling, Katie by the door. Joshua Jones inbounding. The senior lobs it backcourt to Hunter Johnson. Pirates by three. Joshua Jones one-on-one with Braden Corpulent. Goes to Gunnar Johnson. To Hunter Johnson. Top of the key. Right wing to Saucedo. Flips it over to Jones. Jones to Johnson. Hunter Johnson can't find the place to go and hands it off to Saucedo. Saucedo underhands it to Gunnar Johnson. Gunnar between the leg dribble, hands it off to Joshua Jones. Jones with a drive against Braden. Fakes, shoots, banks it, missed it badly, rebound, out of bounds. It's last touch by Lucas Lee. Skier fans don't like the call, but it's Pirates ball at the baseline. Hunter Johnson will inbound under the basket. Oh, Shea Corbett just fell to the floor. He hurt his knee. And a bank shot put down by Saucedo. Or it was Shea Corbett. Slow to get up. He got knocked to the floor. He's grimacing.
He waved his coach off, said, no, I'm not coming.
Was that Kingston Jones with the basket?
It was number five. I think it was
Saucedo.
Saucedo,
okay.
Yeah. Right. They found him under the basket.
Yeah. 28-23, Pirates lead. Shea Corpulent has got the ball. Goes to Lucas Lee. Hook pass out to Braden Corpulent for three. You betcha! His first field goal at the 2:59 mark. And the place is going wild. 28-26. Aspen within two. Oh, there's an offensive foul. The fourth offensive foul against the Pirates. And Joshua Jones arguing his teammates, saying back off.
Yeah, he's just lowering a shoulder into the chest of his defender. That's
Jones,
the second offensive foul he's been called on.
That's his third overall. Three fouls against Englewood, none for Aspen. The Skiers within two. 2:45 to go in the third. Gudomski, left wing. Braden Corpulent, high post left side. Coach Corey Parker on his feet, calling out a play. Goes to Shea Corpulent, high post right side. Gets a pick. Crossover dribble. Drives. Baseline. Tries to hand it out to Porter Lee. Ball is bobbled around and stolen by Kingston Jones.
That's their first steal of the half.
Saucedo's got it. His pass. Near half court to Kingston Jones. They hand it off to Hunter Johnson. Back to Kingston. Kingston at the free throw line. Looking for some help. Got to get rid of it. Kicks it out to Saucedo, right side on the wing. This is Gunnar Johnson. Johnson traveled. Yes, he did. He got tripped up. Great defense by Shea Corpulent and Porter Lee. And a chance for the Skiers to tie the game. They have not. They've never led. Braden Corpulent walks it up. Bounce pass to Porter Lee. Back to Braden Corpulent. He's fouled. No, traveling called. Tried to do a little give and go from Lee to Braden, and Braden called for traveling.
Yeah, Braden was just bobbling the ball, but took too many steps. Wasn't able to cleanly catch that handoff.
Aspen with an 11-6 advantage here in the third, but they still trail by two with a minute 48 to go in the third. Hunter Johnson behind the back dribble. Met there by Lucas Lee. Underhands it to Kingston Jones. Jones in the key. Fadeaway. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Porter Lee. Lee up the court. Fast break to Shea Quimble. It bounced off the referee. He's part of the play. That was a lucky break. Hand off to Porter Lee. Back out to Shea. Fakes the three. In the corner. Pass top of the key to Godomsky. Backs up near the circle. Goes to Braden Korpela. Korpela crossover dribble. Drives. Shoots. Tie game! Korpela with the floater.
That was a tough shot.
Contested drive along the baseline over two defenders, and he floated it in on a bad angle, and the game is tied at 28. That pass up the court to Shea Korpela, it would have been out of bounds if not for bouncing off the referee's rear end.
Yep.
He didn't see it, but he's part of the play.
Yep.
Gunnar Johnson driving against Lucas Lee, or Godomsky rather, now backs up right wing. Pass to Hunter Johnson. Johnson high post left side. Joshua Jones. Pass underneath. Then they go underneath. Saucedo lays it up and in. Nice give and go. Saucedo running along the baseline. Just a little floater there from 5 feet. And Englewood reclaims the lead 30-28. 39 seconds left here in the third quarter. Pass down to Porter Lee. Lee. Dry shoots. Scoop shot. Missed it. Rebound. Battle for it. They got a foul against Aspen. And they call it against Porter Lee, his second.
Yeah, made a little too much contact on that attempted rebound after the miss.
30-28, Englewood. Joshua Jones with backhand flip to Hunter Johnson. Johnson crossover dribble. Stop, bounce pass goes to Gunnar Johnson. Gunnar Johnson, Braden Korpela goes for the steal. Loose ball taken by Godomsky. Godomsky has it stolen from behind. Picked up by Shea Korpela. Kicks it out to Braden for three in the right wing. They wave it off. Oh, timeout. Timeout called by Coach Corey Parker.
Wow.
Now,
that was a wild sequence.
If that three had sunk, that would have been waved off. 30-second timeout called by Coach Parker. 10 seconds left.
We think.
Yeah.
We're going to call it 7 seconds.
Seven seconds. All right. Get our view of the scoreboard obscured, but Keith doing a yeoman's job here.
I can see by the bottom 2 inches that it's got a one stem. It's either a 7 or a 4. I'm pretty sure it's not the 4.
30-28, Englewood with the 2-point lead. 7 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Plenty of time for Aspen to work something up here. Watch for maybe an alley-oop. Shea Korpela inbound on the near side in front of the Aspen student section. Shea kicks it over to Braden. Braden crossover dribble, top of the key. Jump pass to Shea. Shea for three, top of the key. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Porter Lee, putback. Missed it. Putback again. Got it! And we're tied! And Englewood coach saying shouldn't count. Time should have been, should have expired. I guess there's no buzzer.
Well, they're showing 0.1 on the clock still, which I'm not sure how that's possible because I had negative 3 seconds on my clock.
They haven't put the points up for Aspen yet.
It's almost like the clock operator, the official one, was a little slow hitting the start button.
And the Englewood coach,
he's saying it's 3 or 4 seconds over, and I would agree with him based on my clock.
John Nonemacher holding court there with the three officials. 30-28 right now officially, Englewood. And I'm not going to give Lee the bucket yet. Long discussion going on here. Meanwhile, Coach Corey Parker's got his boys on the bench.
You know, I understand what the coach is saying. I mean, I hit my timer as soon as the first player touched the ball.
Yeah.
And Porter Lee's shot was in within time. But then all of the scramble afterwards, I thought, why hasn't the buzzer gone off? And I'm looking at my timer on my phone, and it got to -3.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's what, you know, that's what the coach is saying. He's saying, listen, 3 or 4 yeah. seconds it,
now
it
coach
went by.
Corey Parker joining the discussion.
Now the clock operator saying, you know, holding up her hand, going, I thought I did it right.
Yeah. So if they give Aspen the points, you'll hear the crowd erupt. -28. They got a tenth of a second or so.
Yeah, I don't. Either
way. Now the scoreboard operator is asking for a little help. Do I add the basket?
Yeah.
Add it. Count it.
Yep. It's 30-30.
Porter Lee with 16 now. We're tied at 30.
But they should just end the quarter here. Because the bucket counted.
Yeah.
And then it went on for longer than it should have.
So there's not enough time, really, for Inglewood to get a playoff. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, a tenth of a second. It's just...
So, yeah, they'll lob it in and then throw up a prayer.
Yeah, it's academic at this point.
Joshua Jones is going to inbound at a half court. And Hunter Johnson looks like is going to attempt a half court shot. More than likely. Let's see what they do here. Graydon Corpola defending the inbounds pass. We're tied at 30.
Refs are still talking with the Inglewood coach.
Nonemacher, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of controversy.
When you see all three refs and with their arms out straight and their palms skyward,
yeah.
That's the, I don't know, what do I do? Now the same posture talking to the other coach. Okay, they finally figured it out.
Here we go. Referees, take your positions, please. Here we go, the last play of the third quarter. And John will lob it in to Hunter Johnson. He's going to hold on to it. Oh, is there more time?
They put 30 seconds.
Whoa,
back on the
you're
clock.
Kidding me. Here's Joshua Jones. Now Kingston Jones, right wing. Gunnar Johnson with a drive in the paint. Too long. Pass through and out of bounds. Aspen ball. Trying to go to Saucedo with a cutter along the baseline, and it's Aspen ball.
They put a minute and a half on there.
Wow. Shea Corpola's got it. So lots of time left here in the third. Corpola at half court. Almost stepped across the line. Now goes to Lucas Lee, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Gunnar Johnson. Boy, I wanted an explanation on that one.
As you say, I've never heard
that
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 3-second mistake, so we're going to put 90 seconds back on the clock.
Braden Corpola, top of the key, fakes right, now goes right to Shea, right wing. Here's Lucas Lee. Baseline, puts up a shot, floater, right hand, got it! And Aspen has the lead for the first time. And how fitting is it for Lucas Lee to knock down the bucket? 32-30, Aspen. Joshua Jones, crossover dribble, drives, kicks it out to Kingston Jones. Three, missed it badly, air ball from 15. Rebound taken by Shea. Shea's got it to Braden, back to Shea. Godomsky, here's a pass to Porter Lee at the free throw line. Drives, kicks it out to Godomsky. He drives, he scoops, he scores! No! Rebound taken by Inglewood. Almost bounced in. Drive by Gunnar Johnson. He puts up a shot in a crowd. Fouled. Count the bucket and the harm. Gunnar Johnson with his third field goal. Ties the game at 32 and a chance to break the tie with a free throw. Ruiz coming in for Shea Corpola for the Aspen Skiers. Saucedo out. And Sammy Deo back in for the Pirates. Tied at 32. Gunnar Johnson at the line. And missed the free throw. Rebound tipped by Porter Lee. Loose ball taken back by Hunter Johnson. Top of the key to Kingston Jones. Lost it, got it back. Left wing to Gunnar Johnson. Goes to Hunter Johnson. Up near half court. Crossover dribble between the legs. Stop, bounce pass to Gunnar, top of the key. Tied at 32. Gunner, spin move in the paint. Bounce pass to Dale, and he stepped out of bounds, receiving the pass. So Dale not having a good Dale.
Okay, so they did not put time back on. They just went ahead and started the fourth quarter. It is so hard to tell.
Okay, okay.
So we got 6 minutes and 16 seconds.
We're in the fourth quarter. All right.
At least that makes sense.
Thank you.
What we were seeing before did not make any sense at all.
Okay, it's tied at 32. Shea Cordell has the ball knocked away. A loose ball picked up by Lucas Lee. As Pirates putting on the full court press. Lucas Lee hands it off to Porter Lee. Porter to Shea. Tied at 32. Fourth quarter. Winner going to the Grade 8, drive by Braden Corporal. A kick out pass to Shea for three. Yes, sir! Bullseye! Shea Corporal, his first basket, and it's a tray. 35-32, Aspen. Drive by Gunner Johnson to Kingston Jones. Jones to Hunter Johnson near half court. Joshua Jones to Gunner Johnson. Guarded there by Ruiz. Kick out pass to Joshua Jones. Drive in the paint. Carried the ball. Got away with it. He's got the ball. Fakes the three. They close in on him. Hands it off to Kingston Jones, who banks it in. They let him loose, and Kingston Jones with the easy bucket. 35-34, Aspen. Shea Corpola, right wing. Knocked down that three. Here's Lucas Lee in the near corner. Cross court pass to Braden Corporal, left wing to Ruiz for three. That's an air ball. Put back though, right there on the spot is Lucas Lee with the bucket. 37-34, Aspen. Hunter Johnson near the circle. Met there by Lucas Lee. Kick out pass to Dale. Dale pass, a pass picked up by Braden Corporal. Corporal takes it, shoots it, scores it! Skiers. Skiers offensive foul number five for the Pirates. Call against Hunter Johnson. Five offensive fouls against this Englewood Pirates. And a timeout, full timeout called by Englewood. We'll take a break. 39-34, Skiers lead, fourth quarter. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Aspen High School. The Aspen Skiers playing a completely different second half. Great defense. They shut down the Pirates and now lead 39-34. Chance to go to the Grade 8 for the Aspen Skiers. Englewood playing back on D. Braden Corpola will walk it up. Corpola left side. Lob pass, hook pass to Shea. Right, high post, right side. Fakes. Now jump pass to Braden, left wing. Braden, crossover dribble. They double down on him. Cross court pass to Shea, who leaps up to get it. No look pass, trying to go. Ball tipped, but loose ball taken by Ruiz. Shea fakes the three. Baseline. Hook pass out to Shea, to Braden. He stepped out of bounds. Trey trying to hit Braden, and his momentum kind of took him out. Out of bounds, and Coach Corey Parker saying, settle down. Palms down, saying, settle down, guys. Yep. Just D it up. 39-34, Skiers lead. Under 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Hand off to Kingston Jones. Drives, gets doubled down. Here's Saucedo. Bounce pass to Hunter Johnson. Got 1 foot in the key. Kick out pass to Joshua Jones. Fakes the three, gets cut down by Braden Corpola. Hunter Johnson. To Kingston Jones, drive, shoots, ball blocked. They're going to call a foul on Porter Lee. And Lee's jaw hit the floor as he picks up his third. Fouled in the act of shooting. That'll send Kingston Jones to the line.
My jaw's a little low myself. That looked like it was just all ball.
Porter Lee has played a whale of a game. 16 points.
9 rebounds.
First free throw is good from Kingston Jones. 39-35, Skiers lead. Kingston Jones, second free throw is good. Shea Corpola to Porter Lee, back to Shea. Shea double down, they go to Porter near half court. He gets it across the line. Jump pass, bad pass picked off by Hunter Johnson. Kingston Jones stops, shoots from the free throw line. Missed it, out of bounds. Air ball. And rolling into the wall there and being helped up by Shea and Braden Corpola is Ruben Saucedo. Good sportsmanship there by the Corpola brothers. 39-36, Aspen. Braden Corpola brings it up. Behind the back dribble. Gets it across the line. Stops. In trouble. Now a little backhand flip to Ruiz. Ruiz, no look pass out to Shea for three. You betcha! Shea Corpola from downtown. 42-36, Aspen. Joshua Jones has it for the Pirates. One-on-one with Braden Corpola. Lobs it. High post right side to Saucedo. Saucedo, top of the key. Bounce pass to Kingston Jones. Underhands it to Hunter Johnson. Splits the double team. Stops, shoots, floats it. Good. Little finger roll floater from 5 feet. Hunter Johnson with the bucket. 42-38, Aspen. Here's Braden Corpola. Bullet pass to Lucas Lee. Bounce pass to Porter Lee. Dry, shoots. Got it! Porter Lee! You betcha!
Boy, he's having a great game.
44-38, Aspen. Joshua Jones thought about a three. Hands it off to Hunter Johnson. Oh, almost moved that pivot foot. Gets a pick from Jones. Kick out pass to Saucedo. Three-pointer rainbow. He missed it. Rebound tipped away. Liz in the hands of Porter Lee. Lee's got it. Kingston Jones slow to get up off the floor. He's hobbling. Shea Corpola to Porter Lee. Top of the key. Here's Lucas Lee. Lucas to Porter. Porter, top of the key. Right wing to Shea Corpola. Corpola, cross-court pass to his brother Braden. 44-38, Skeeter's lead. Back to Shea, near half court. Jump pass to Braden, right wing. Kick it out to Lucas Lee. Lee drives along the baseline. Kick out pass, top of the key, tipped by Hunter. Here's a three-pointer by Shea Corpola. Yes, sir! He rolls it in! A three-pointer! 47-38, Aspen. Kick out pass. Three-pointer air ball by Gunnar Johnson in the hands of Porter Lee. Braden Corpola's got it. Underhands it to Shea. Time running out. Pass to Porter Lee. Pass picked up by Saucedo, and he gets it back. 47-38, Skeeter's lead. Saucedo falls to the floor. And that's time, not an offensive foul. They're going to call it against Shea Corpola.
No, they called it against...
Did they?
They did. They called it against Saucedo.
That's six offensive fouls.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, they just tend to lower their shoulder and just drive right into people.
Lucas Lee inbounding. Timeout called. Aspen. The Skeeters fans sensing they're going to be packing their bags for Denver.
Yeah. It's a full timeout.
Full timeout. We'll take a break. 47-38. Aspen with the lead. This is KMTS. We're back to Aspen High School. Boy, talk about a tale of two halves. Aspen just, as a word that Jack would use, somnambulant, sleepwalking.
Yeah.
15 points in the first half, and they have just ripped the cords to the second half. Shea Corpola with three three-pointers. That last one just kind of rolled in.
Yeah, just looked like it was going down a funnel.
Or down the toilet.
Yeah. See, I was trying to say it cleanly.
Well,
a toilet could be clean,
I guess. We used to call it a toilet flusher.
There you go.
When we played horse. 47-38, Skeeters lead. They've got the ball. Six offensive fouls called against the Englewood Pirates.
And what a game Porter Lee is having. 18 points, 11 rebounds.
Just incredible. And Lucas Lee, backcourt pass to Braden Corpola. Races across the line. Gunnar Johnson hip to hip, and Braden Corpola shaking him easily. Jump pass to Porter Lee. Shea Corpola, Braden Corpola, high post left side, and they're going to foul him. They'll stop the clock with 40 seconds left.
Yep.
This one's over. 9 points.
Woo! It did not look that way the first half. My goodness.
Porter Lee will inbound. Six team fouls for Englewood. Backcourt pass to Shea Corpola. And he's fouled again. Now they'll send him to the line for a one and one. Well, it's got to feel good. It'll never make up for the loss of your mother. But God bless Belize. This, a little salve in the wound, you know.
Well, and Lucas Lee's had a good game. He's got 10 points, oh, yeah. 4 rebounds.
And Shea Corpola makes it a 10-point lead. What a second. Shea Corpola, scoreless through three quarters. He's got 10 points now. You get the ball in the hands of your playmakers, and they get the job done. Shea Corpola, bullseye. An 11-point lead. Pack your bags. The Skiers are headed to Denver. Jones, long three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Shea Corpola. Up the court to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee clears it, hands it off to Braden Corpola. He's fouled. He'll go to the line for a one-and-one. -38 Aspen.
The crowd is chanting, "We love Lucas." Lucas Lee.
Yes. He deserves the love tonight. Kingston Jones coming out and replaced by Francisco Palacio. And Braden Corpola at the line. The lefty misses the first free throw. Rebound taken by Hunter Johnson. It was a three-pointer from the corner. No good. Lucas Lee with the rebound. Goes to Braden Corpola. Here comes a slam dunk. Look out. And he will get fouled. He wanted to dunk it. Coming up to foul him is Ruben Saucedo, to the chagrin of the hometown fans.
Yeah,
they wanted a thunderous exclamation point.
Just wasn't going to let him have it.
Nope. So Corpola back to the line. Well, in the first half, Pirates knew who to defend. And they were getting great steals, and Braden knocks down the first free throw.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They had 8 steals in the first half. They're ending the game with only 10.
Second free throw, bullseye. Give Braden 10 points, 51-38. Skiers lead. Season coming to an end for the Inglewood Pirates. Jones puts up a three-pointer, doesn't go. Gets his own rebound, putback, doesn't go. That's your ball game. And the students storm the court, all wearing number 3s. And they will surround Lucas Lee. Oh, that is a great sight. Lucas Lee. How can you not love that? The students surrounding Lucas Lee, who lost his mom last night. God bless him. And his Skiers carried the home team to a regional championship. And Lucas getting a big hug. The Aspen Skiers win at 51-38. And claim the regional championship and will move on to the Great Eight at the University of Denver, Hamilton Gymnasium. Game one will be Thursday. Quite a game. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Aspen High School fans and students, parents still lingering, enjoying the sweet taste of victory. It wasn't easy, but the Skiers pulled it out. They beat the Inglewood Pirates 51-38 to win the regional championship and punched their ticket to Denver for the Great Eight. 51-38, the final score. Aspen, a remarkable second half. 17 in the third, 20 in the fourth. Shea Corpola, scoreless through three quarters, came alive big time in that fourth quarter, knocked down 3 from beyond the arc, a couple of free throws, and Skiers pulled away. They trailed by as much as 12 and come back to win it 51-38. Braden Corpola's brother, 10 points. He struggled, but again, that second half, they just played their brand of basketball. They returned the favor for the Pirates, playing that tough D and forced Inglewood into some low percentage shots. Lucas Lee, marvelous game, playing with a heavy heart. Got lots of hugs and kisses from family and from his fellow students. After his mom passed away, he's getting a hug from his dad. That's just a very touching moment. Porter Lee, what a game for Porter Lee. What a monster. What a way to step up when your teammates are struggling. He just had the desire. And he leads all scorers with 18 big ones. For Englewood, Hunter Johnson with 10. Ruben Saucedo with 6. Kingston Jones with 10 points. 5 from Sammy Deo. And Gunnar Johnson with just 7 points. As Aspen now goes to 24-0. And they'll take that impressive record to the front range this week. 51-38, the final score. And Coach Corey Parker down there enjoying the post game. I'm going to take a quick break and try to make my way down to the court and see if I can get a word with Coach Parker. So we'll take a 60-second timeout and maybe more if I can't make my way down the elevator. 51-38, Skiers lead on their way to the Grade 8. This is KMTS.
Welcome back to Aspen High School, where the Aspen Skiers take down the Englewood Pirates, 51-38. Ron is making his way down to the court to get some interviews and try to see who he can talk to. I don't see him down on the court yet, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and hopefully we'll have him with Coach or one of the players. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. This is KMTS.
Welcome back to Aspen High School. I'm down on the floor here, and Coach Corey Parker is going to come talk to me in a minute. He's spending a few minutes with Lucas Lee, who, as we mentioned, his mom passed away last night. He had a whale of a game. His teammates picked him up, and the Aspen Skiers win at 51-38 over the Englewood Pirates to win the regional championship. They're now 24-0, and just a remarkable comeback win. They really struggled in that first half with just 15 points, 7 in the first quarter, outscored 16-7, and they got the edge 8-6 in the second quarter. And you got the sense that at halftime the momentum was beginning to shift, and after a couple of timeouts you got the idea that Coach Parker was gonna have a few carefully chosen words for his boys.
Yeah.
And whatever he said to him at halftime, I'm gonna ask him if he can keep it clean. No, he's not one of those guys. But put it. It was incumbent upon his seniors to pick up the slack, play smarter basketball, and get the job done. They certainly did. Porter Lee, we'll talk about him when we get to with Coach Parker. 18 points. Can't say enough about his ball game and the way he was scrappy. That's a good word to describe his game. Wouldn't you agree, Keith?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and he had 11 rebounds. 6 of them were offensive rebounds. So he just did a great job. He doubled up everybody on rebounds. The only one that was close to him was Lucas Lee, who had 5 rebounds. But his desire and his play on both sides of the field was just absolutely kind of setting the pace for his entire team.
51-38, the final score. Aspen over the Englewood Pirates, and the first game, don't have any game times yet. We'll have to check the brackets and see who won today, see who the opponent will be for the Skiers on Thursday morning. But I don't think they care at this point. They needed a challenging game like that. They've had some close games, but mostly laughers. They've just cruised through this season, and that was a hard-fought win. Let's take another break. 51-38, Aspen over Englewood, and let's take 2 minutes, and we'll come back and see if we can get some interviews with Coach Corey Parker. It's KMTS. Welcome back to Aspen High School. Still waiting for Coach Corey Parker, who walked off the floor with young man Lucas Lee, whose mother passed away last night. And his teammates certainly picked him up, and all of his fellow classmates, a lot of them wearing T-shirts, wearing number 3. And is this Mr. Lee?
Yes, it is.
My deepest condolences, sir.
I mean, it was unbelievable, the amount of support. I didn't expect this, and it's just Aspen came to its, you know, where there's such a great community and everybody pulling together, and the fact that the basketball team is still undefeated going into the States is, you know, it's keeping my son going.
Well, our prayers with you and your family, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
You got to be proud of these boys. They certainly picked it up, didn't they, for Lucas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole section, student section, was incredible. Really was.
As I said, a little bit of salve in the wound, but it's hopefully they'll bring home a gold basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he won the States in golf. With Michelle's son, so if he could go back-to-back, it would be a freaking lifelong, first time ever here in Aspen, for sure.
All the best to you, sir, and your family, and congratulations on a great win. You got to be proud of your son.
Great. Thank you very much.
You bet. That's Lucas Lee's dad. Thank him for... on the spot, was willing to talk to us. You know, and I'm not seeing Coach Parker, so I think we're going to call it a night. Obviously, they got some things to talk about in the locker room, but we're going to wrap it up. 51-38, Aspen with the win over the Inglewood Pirates, 24-0, and off to Denver they go. Keith, any closing remarks?
Yeah, just, you know, it was a great game. It was the tale of two halves. You know, seeing them come back and come back with that kind of energy, and just seeing Porter Lee and Lucas Lee kind of throw the team on their back and carry them to this victory. You know, I think it's a great night for it and a great time for the community to come together and in support. And it was a great game to watch.
All right, thanks, Keith. That's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We will let you know as far as the schedule goes for the state tournament for the Grade 8. Congratulations to the Inglewood Pirates on a wonderful season and their fine players. But the Skiers are moving on after a 51-38 win over the Inglewood Pirates. And Game 1 coming up Thursday from University of Denver at Hamilton Gymnasium. That will do it for now. We're going to sign off, and we will join the Colorado-Utah basketball game in progress. Thanks for tuning in. This is KMTS.